I'm Bob Boylan with All Songs Considered, and this weekend is the Newport Folk Festival. And for both the crowd and the musicians, this festival can feel like a cross between summer camp and a family reunion. And that's because the festival is small, and musicians get to hang out with each other a lot. And so magic happens, whether it's Roger Waters singing John Prine songs or Margo Price singing Me and Bobby McGee with Kris Kristofferson. There are so many surprises between musicians and the fans. This year, we'll post live broadcast from Newport, courtesy of TuneIn. We'll also be archiving and podcasting sets in our live concert podcast series. So what's in store this year? Along with headliners John Prine, Fleet Foxes, Wilco, and Angel Olsen, there'll be newcomers like The Wild Reeds, Joseph, Pinegrove, Big Thief, and so much more. To tell us a bit of what's in store for Newport 2017, I have my annual call with Jay Sweet, the executive producer of the festival. And we begin by talking about a special set at Newport this year for bands that want to play intentionally political songs or songs with a message.
The Speak Out set is a headlining set that's going right before John Prine. It's a surprise set, and it's specifically for the artists that called and said they wanted to commune with their fellow artists at a place that they know whose DNA is built on the ability to speak out and to try to bridge the divide. We found that there were so many artists that reached out that weren't actually even going to be on the bill proper that wanted to come say something on the hallowed grounds of where the festival that had been started based on that exact concept, where they had been silenced by the normal media of radio and TV you know, that's how the festival was started by Pete Seeger, that they felt that it was really necessary to kind of make the pilgrimage and pay homage to that. And we had so many that we decided to create an own set. By the way, I don't think that you could get a Linda, one of my favorite people in the world, from Hooray for the Riff Raff. I have a feeling she'll have a thing or two to say.
Right.
I think one of my favorite albums of the year is by the Drive-By Truckers. Mm-hmm. You and I had discussed this a little earlier. The song What It Means kind of really hit home for me. It kind of is an amazing encapsulation, especially from, you know, a Southern artist, of questioning everything that's going on. That song kind of really hit me, and it was weird because that was one of the first offers we put out this year, was to the Drive-By Truckers, simply because I thought their album was questioning where we are and what's an artist's role in today's music. You know, is it to entertain in order for people to take a respite from everything, or is it a call to action, which is trying to, you know, help create change and revolution, or is it someplace in between?
This year seems to fall on the call for action. Can we play What It Means by little bit of the Drive-By Trucker song?
Two sides calling names out of anger, out of fear. And if you say it wasn't racial when they shot him in his tracks, well, I guess that means that you ain't black. It means that you ain't black. I mean, Barack Obama won, and you can choose where to eat. But you don't see too many white kids lying bleeding on the street. Happened here, and it happened where you're sitting, wherever that might be, and it happened last weekend, and it'll happen again next week. And when they turned him over, they were surprised there was no gun. I mean, he must have done something, or else why would he have run? And they'll spend it for can shrug and let it happen without asking what it means, what it means.
Yeah, that's going to light some fires.
Besides the obvious, you know, Trayvon Martin mention in there, you know, there's a lyric later on that says, we're living in an age where limitations are forgotten. The outer edges move and dazzle us, but the core is something rotten. I feel that there's something there. And then the very next line says, and we're standing on the precipice of prejudice and fear. We trust science just as long as it tells us what we want to hear. We want our truths all fair and balanced, as long as our notions lie within it. There's no sunlight in our ass, and our heads are stuck up in it. Okay. I think that is fairly accurate, you know. But the name of the song is what it means, you know, with a question mark. And I think there's a lot of that. There's going to be a lot of questioning. I think that's what this festival is about. While it's a safe place to commune, it's also a safe place to express ideas that might not be easily digestible in mainstream media.
Who else has expressed interest? We can't give surprises away.
I never give that. on the other side of that, you know, I know you and I, you know, this is maybe not something surprising, but I was actually with Jim James, you know, who was not only a board of advisor member for the festival, but is also a spiritual guiding force of all things Newport in many
ways.
I was with him, I think, 2 days after the election. He was pretty beat up by a lot of the divide, the emotional divide, things that were separating us. He's one of those people that, you know, asks a lot of questions, but also wants to make sure that there are safe places for people to commune, especially around something as passionate as music. And he played a song that night, and he was really just emotionally drained, and he had to kind of dig deep to go out and perform. He did the song Here in Spirit, about not compromising and trying to be able to touch each other, you know, and be present, and to try to bridge that divide, I think, the polarity that's happening around the country. And it was really amazing. He started putting his finger out, just touching fingertip to fingertip with anybody who would put up their hand. And I know it's a small gesture, but it was pretty powerful. And so I think that while you have someone who the hoorays for the riffraff and the drive-by truckers and others that might be there to vent frustration, which I think is very positive, I think there are others, you know, that are going to be on site to remind us that we're all humans, and that you might have a lot of differences, but you all share a certain love of the musicians that are going to be on site.
Let's play a little of Here in Spirit by Jim James.
What you want, go on, be who you are.
Jim James is one of those people that if you don't see him at least 4 or 5 times at Newport, you feel it's like not eating or something.
That's funny that you said that. We actually have an award, an actual award called the Jim James Award at Newport, and it started in 2012 because he played, I think, on 7 sets throughout the weekend. And so we just kind of came up with this award, and somebody has won it every year since then. We award it to the person that seems to pop up every time you turn a corner.
Who won last year?
Last year was actually Matt Vasquez. He couldn't be held down. That man was everywhere. I think he got 6. The record is still Jim, I might add, but Mavis has won it 1 year. Sarah Watkins has won it. Lucius has won it. But yeah, the Jim James Award. To your point, there's an actual award. There's a trophy, and we give it out.
The Matt Vasquez is Delta Spirit, right? Middle brother.
Yeah.
I was thinking while Jim's song was playing, it's a song that I'm really looking forward to hearing by the Wild Reeds, called Only Songs. And we talk about music as respite, music as inspiration. Only Songs is sort of about songs and about what it means to have this thing in your life.
I'd add that I've known about the Wild Reeds for many moons. I always wanted to get them to Newport. And, you know, there were times I always want that windows down, rooftop off track from a band that I can just blast in my car when I'm driving and need to either change my mood, feel inspired, or, you know, if I'm in a down mood, I want to hear something that's going to get me even more emotionally down. And this song is the one that finally was the trigger that made me want to bring the Wild Reeds to Newport. So I'm glad you picked that, because that song is really the groove in this song, and it's a windows down track, you know?
Absolutely. This is Sharon Silva and Kinsey Lee, Mackenzie Howe, LA band. If you don't know them, here you go.
Love. not what you've got that'll get you to God. No, it's not what you thought that'll get you to God. No, it's not what you got that'll get you to God. Oh, it's not what you thought that'll get you to God. The only thing that saves me are songs I sing. Baby, you can save me from anything. Not from my twisted mind or wasted time. From heartache or all my mistakes. Not from the world in its dark way.
I couldn't stop, man.
I didn't want you to stop. I was going to scream at you if you did. I mean, well, the song just builds. I mean, it's like such a rock. It's such a like a head moving, you know, just foot on the gas. It's
let's really do the last 30 here. Here it comes. Right.
Love it.
That's the that happens Friday, around noon on Friday, which is the first full day of the festival, and I think that's going to be the moment when the Wild Reeds play that song from their 2017 record called The World We Built. It's called Only Songs. That's going to be the moment where I feel I'm back at Newport. I can't wait for that moment. If you just like look at that day. My number one album of the year looks like so far might be the Big Thief record. They're playing that day, and they're totally brilliant. We have, it's Hooray for the Riff Raff is that day, Ben Gibbard's that day, Regina Spektor, Nancy and Beth, who are quite fun with Nick Offerman, and the Fleet Foxes. And there's a lot more I'm just leaving out. L.A. Salami is that day, for those who might not know L.A. Salami.
You know, I think he's just a folk kind of a prodigy.
Yeah, he
you
was on my top 10 record list last year, album list. That See, he's a well, British singer, answer. Black British singer, who he's Dylan, right? And when I say that, I just in his phrasing, because this phrasing's so bizarre, but you completely get it. And then meaning changes all the time. That's how I think of what Dylan is to me.
In the video for my favorite song, you know, he starts off doing like Subterranean Homesick Blues with the cards.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he gets like, and then he just gives it up. He just throws them on the ground. And that's when he actually switches into that non-Dylan folk and goes actually into a deeper, seedier, greasier R&B.
I'm going to play a song that I think you'd like to hear called The City Nowadays.
You can hear the protesters chiming. The suits say they're simply whining, while the cardboard signs seem to observe rights from force co-signing. I was raised on the backdrop of elitist dining, crime propagated through the idea of hierarchy climbing. But when the markers die, the poorest have to save face. They say grace, cause only faith can pay today's race. I'm feeling tardy, late to the Jeremy Corbyn party. My excuse, I'm half starved and all of an airhead arty. I'm usually late, world worn, torn or baked. My weekdays are spent in a weekday is trying to pay the state. You're in a state because the progressive in you dominates. But when your ethics fluctuate, a utopia is hard to place. That's why slaves pay when the price of freedom won't go down. I might be so glad when I see the sun go down. That's why slaves pay when the price of freedom won't go down. I might be so glad when I see the sun go down. But who places limits on us?
destruction. And what writes the angle of the day? And who mourns a farmer out of cattle when you face down some city away? And who queued up to start the fire?
Cholesterol, low self-esteem. The terrorists are out to get me because I approve of Noam Chomsky beating on his chest. Illegally downloaded music's become too easy. It's destroying the culture. But I don't want to pay for it, fuck that. I've got bills to pay, got food to eat. I don't earn that much money. There are jobs nowhere, I can't find any. What happened to rock and roll? What happened to hip-hop? What happened to the cinema? Films used to be great. Now they're easy to make, easy to sell, easy to get bored of. Everything's 4 stars or more. Everything's the best film of the year. Fast food films, fast food music, fast food politics, fast food ideology. What's the worth of working to live at the cost of your soul? So much that you don't want to live at all.
An organism functioning internally.
Tele Salami. What stage is he on? Do you remember?
He's on the harbor.
Describe for people Newport. I mean, describe the Fort Adams State Park and what happens in the multiple stages.
Well, you mean the irony of having a a festival with the artists we have surrounded by something that was built for war? No. It's an amazing fort that sticks out into Narragansett Bay and surrounded about 300 degrees by water. I think maybe festival is a misnomer. I think it's kind of a big family reunion. I think it's small enough that you can get around all the stages, and because of that amazing 40-foot high, 25-foot thick walls around the fort, you know, that you can have that many stages really close to each other, and the sound is pretty great at every stage. We're blessed to have an audience that is mostly made up of repeats, of repeat people that come, you know, they're on their 6th, 7th, 20th year. And what I like about that is that the ethos of the kind of the mores and the do's and don'ts aren't really plastered about on big signs. It's actually kind of run by the festival goers themselves. They're the first to kind of point out to a newbie or somebody, hey, we don't do that, or this is what you should do, or and that's what I really love about it, is it is a very living, breathing organism. It's less about what we say, go watch this and go be here and go do this. I use that phrase that you've heard me say many times, Bob. I just buy the groceries. You know, it's really the artists and the fans that make it into the meal that it becomes.
One of the wonderful things about the music that you bring to the festival is it's a big, wide world. And sometimes you wind up with an artist from, well, in fact, some of the great Americana bands that I see these days are from either New Zealand or Australia. And so I'd love to play music by Julia Jacklin.
That's an interesting one of how she got to the festival this year. Honestly, been a little bit less inclined to get out and see as much live music as I've used to. It's just, it was one of those years where it was just tough for whatever reason for me to get out and see lots of new material. And I actually went to see Marlon Williams, who you and I both also
Forward to him.
Really dig. And I got there early. I walked into the bar. I mean, the bar was about 125 people. Julia was opening. And I kind of just didn't move, just stopped dead in my tracks. And that happens sometimes. You go to kind of to try to learn about an artist, and you learn about another artist that you weren't even expecting to see. I'm really excited to have both Julia and Marlon there.
I think everything we've played, the group has done or is about to do a Tiny Desk concert. I think
come on, we got that synergy going, Bob.
Yeah, you're the big desk.
Telepathy.
I'm the little desk. You're the big desk.
Big desk, little desk.
Yeah,
I like that.
Let's play a little Julia Jacklin for those who don't know her. This is a really touching song too. It's going to be hard to pull it down, but I'm just going to play a little bit of it. It's called "Don't Let the Kids Win."
Don't let the kids win. Just let them lose. They're not gonna learn anything if that's the way you choose to play. Don't let the kids win. Just let them fall. You don't want them growing up thinking two-year-olds are good at playing basketball. Don't let your grandmother die while you're away. A cheap trip to Thailand's not gonna make up for never getting to say goodbye. And don't let your brother stop thinking you're cool. He's got a girlfriend now and he's taller, but that don't mean he stopped looking up to you. And I've got a feeling that this won't ever change. We're gonna keep on getting older. It's gonna keep on feeling strange.
It's Julia Jacklin. I can't wait to see her there. And you know, the one thing that's so wonderful about Newport is that you, as you sort of describe the crowd, you have a bunch of people who just want to hear new music. It isn't as if they reject certain sorts of music that you, because you challenge people with the things that you bring. It's such a welcoming audience to all sorts of music, and so I look forward to people discovering the Pine Groves and the Julia Jacklins of the world. Band people,
yeah,
may
I mean
not
the
know.
Serotones, Big
right.
Thief,
yeah.
You know, Brent Cobb. I tell people, you know, an agent for or the band themselves that might be a small band, saying, "God, man, you have me up against, you know, headliner A or headliner B, man, we're going to get crushed."
Yeah.
And I was like,
Nope.
I was like, "Not going to happen." He's like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "Because you're new and no one knows who you are, it'll be packed."
Yeah.
And people don't believe it. And then they come and they're astounded that not only is it packed, but they've done the due diligence. They've learned some of the songs. They're singing along. This is a place where I always say the musical omnivores come to feed. The festival isn't about anything else. We've talked about it. There's no Ferris wheels. There's no silent discos. There's no party tent, or there's no football game being simulcast. It's just about music.
This festival sells out before anyone knows a single band that's playing. So what you wind up with is an audience full of trusting people. That's, to me, why you wind up with people who will run and see Pine Grove at a stage at a time where maybe drive-by truckers might be playing, who knows, because they trust that there's something new that someone's booked.
They just know that I wouldn't put them on there if there wasn't some tie to the historical chapters of this ongoing story,
right.
You know, or saga, as I like to call it. I can guarantee you this. If you have everything planned out saying, "I'm going to be at this set, then go to this set, then go to this set," you might as well throw that out the window, because it's just not going to happen. A, because you're going to walk by some tent or some stage and you're going to hear something and you're going to kind of walk over there. And next thing you know, you're going to be singing along with a band that you had never heard of ever.
Yeah.
That's what I love. I mean, that's what it's about, you know.
Well, we'll share as much as we can for those who didn't get tickets. But for those who didn't get tickets, who hear some of the broadcasting, some of the sets we'll post up, or hear from their friends who went. Just remember, they go on sale roughly, what, January-ish?
They went on sale the last day of November and sold out in 125 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Let's sort of wrap up. On the final day, there's a thing called Chuck with an exclamation mark, I would guess. But you tell me.
We had been talking and in conversations with Chuck Berry's family and his label and his estate about the fact of wanting to celebrate his birthday at Newport. He had actually played Newport in 1957. 57 or 58, sorry. But we wanted to commemorate that 60 years later at the festival and kind of hold this celebration of his new album and, you know, make a big thing. And we were going to announce it on a Monday when we were going to announce his set. And that Friday, we learned of his passing, the Friday before the Monday. I got to give a lot of credit to the Berry family because it was a little awkward to have to ask, hey, you know, we're about to announce this. And they were like, the show must go on. Yeah, let's announce it. You know, we reached out immediately to a slew of our friends and family and to try to help bring something together to celebrate him, that, you know, to celebrate the man and his music. It didn't take us very long to come up with what I think is going to be an incredibly great tribute to me, the guy of rock and roll.
Is this part a secret?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And tell
what's,
me
what's Newport without some secrets, Bob? I mean, I'm still working towards my goal. At one point, you know, in the not too distant future, you'll walk in and we'll hand you a schedule, and you'll have to step on foot of the grounds before you know anybody who's playing. That's my dream.
We did an All Songs 16 party recently, and we had two of the bands announced, and nobody knew any of the others, and it was just, it makes it so special.
I think we've become addicted to instant gratification in many ways. Newport is on the other end of that spectrum. The anticipation is part of the sauce, the special sauce. I remember you and I just talking with Jack White when he came. You know, nobody knew he was playing when they bought a ticket. So he didn't have to play Seven Nation Army, and, you know, because no one bought a ticket to see the hit. And I think that gives a certain flexibility and a certain ability to just reach new heights and try, you know, risk it all. I mean, some fall flat, but most of it is, you know, this is a very hard, dedicated listening audience. It's also a very forgiving, we're okay with the warts. If you're going for it, it's okay if there's feedback or string breaks or it's out of tune if you're pushing the envelope.
The final artist on the bill is John Prine. I remember 2 years ago when Roger Waters played, he played John Prine.
And 2015 when Roger Waters shows up and just decides to start covering John Prine.
And opened my eyes to the way Roger Waters writes songs. And really, I had never, ever connected those two people. And that's the stuff that happens at Newport all the time. And it was just beautiful. But I'm really looking forward to John Prine's set.
What better way to end Newport on a set of John Prine and not surprisingly special friends/guests. I won't speak for John, but I do know that there are not enough songs and not enough time for him to accommodate every single artist who was asked to join him on that set.
And it's a big stage.
Yeah. And I mean, there's more artists who have asked to join him than there are who have not that are playing the festival. And that's not an exaggeration. So that just is a testament to how many artists in the wide variety, as you just said, from people that you don't even know are fans of John Prine, like Roger Waters, but, you know, even down to, you know, as you said, like a Marlon Williams from Down Under. It's amazing the power of music when you know how many lives John Prine has touched. And to be able to celebrate that at Newport is just, you know, it makes all the heavy lifting worth it.
And that's after years and years of hearing this song covered by so many people. I'm sneaking in here, the Angel from Montgomery, right?
Yeah.
How many times have we heard that at Newport?
Not enough.
Various artists.
Not enough.
Well, I trust we're going to hear it one more time this year as the sun's going down over the water. And I just can't wait to be there, Jay.
I look forward to it, buddy.
Thanks for this beautiful thing. Be well.
As always, thanks for the time.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
That's Jay Sweet. He's the executive producer of the Newport Folk Festival. We'll be broadcasting sets from the festival live, courtesy of TuneIn. You can go to NPR Music and check out the schedule or follow us on Twitter. We'll be archiving sets in the All Songs Considered Live Concert podcast series. We'll be taking pictures and putting them up online from the festival all weekend long. You can follow me, Tiny Desk, on Instagram, or Adam Kissick on Instagram. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. There's flies in the kitchen, I can hear them there buzzing, and I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning and come home in the evening and have nothing to say? Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me believe in this living is just a hard way.